or these TIF payments need to be calculated to be able to balance that we can get it in a timely manner in reference to if there's any reason that I am out. Just big instance, a couple of years ago, COVID. Can be out weeks, don't know. I do have a computer at my office or at my house and stuff like that, but being able to do the duties of the office or being my deputy, I would think that in the case that there is any reason that I need the audit done to verify the information, the TIF information, which includes being able to see these, is the balancing of the TIF, and also making sure that there is no there's an audit done on the numbers to make sure that there's no numbers different from what is given to the treasurer. Statute 55-160 as well states the duties of the auditor. The auditor shall keep accounts of all appropriations and expenditures made by the county commission, and no warrant shall be drawn or obligation incurred without the auditor's certification with an unencumbered balance. And in there, the auditor shall audit, examine, and adjust all accounts, demands, and claims of every kind and character presented for payment against the county, and shall, in the auditor's discretion, approve to the county commission of the county all lawful, true, and just legal accounts, demands, and claims of every kind and character payable out of the county revenue or out of the county funds before the same shall be allowed and a warrant issued before the, or therefore by the commission. So I see in any area where I am disabled or sick or any other instance that I'm out of the office, this bill or the TIF can be taken care of and the revenues can be audited.
The county clerk, this is used once a month to figure mm-hmm. the amount due sales tax or the TIF. The county clerk figures that and also balances with the city of Branson or the city of Hollister who the TIF is paid to. And then you would look over the figures and stuff once a month.
Correct. And I go through those figures mm-hmm. In reference to doing the TIF. Now, to my knowledge, I do not think that the county clerk does, or I don't think they balance with the Branson and everything in reference to the sales tax as a whole. And I do look at the sales tax as a whole to see any discrepancies, and I've found some, especially last year and the year before, in reference to some funds being taken out of certain or some revenues being subtracted from funds that were not supposed to be, which was brought up to the state.
Well, due to the document and the information in the document from the Department of Revenue, and as you say, the duties of your office as your auditor, and the once a month balancing, I think it's best kept with as few as the county has done for the years in the past, that we keep the information as private as possible.
I brought forward my case of the reasoning, so it's up to the commission.
Mm-hmm. I guess
everything in the auditor's office has always been kept, or is should be kept, and that's under the my surety bond of everything that occurs in my office as well.
I don't think don't take our reluctancy as anything towards you or your office. And you know that. I mean, you know the seriousness of it. For anybody listening to the public, you know, for example, it says all persons listed on the form and any attachments are subject to the provisions of Section 32.057 RSMO. Those listed can only access the information performing their official duties related to the administration of the tax and cannot disclose this information to the public, any media source, or any other official who is not authorized to receive it. So I guess that last part, any official who is not authorized to receive it, I know that's why in the clerk's office you have two that are able to do it. Is there a reason historically there's never been a... The auditor's office has only had one person that has the access, and that's the auditor, correct?
To my knowledge, I've...
Yes.
So is there any... Is there any reason why your deputy would need it? And I know you just said as to why, but I don't want to not give you access or give your office access to information that it needs to do its job, but I also want to be sensitive to keeping the information that's available pretty tight. So I think
Department of Revenue has always been very protective of the information, and any dealings I've had, they send it through a secure network, a secure email. And when in another area from the Department of Revenue, when an employee was found using it for reasons it shouldn't be, that was reasons for dismissal of that employee. Now, I'm certain that wouldn't happen with yours, but there's reasons for keeping information from, in this case, it's all business owners that report within Taney County to the Department of Revenue their sales and the tax they're paying. And there's reasons for keeping that to a limited amount. The first document that was presented to us with the names on it, I would make a motion that we approve document form 4379 with the names that are on the first document that was given to us.
Second with discussion.
Second with discussion.
You're saying the first page?
Yes.
Now, do we... None of those were changed. So, do we even... Is that something... We don't do this yearly.
Well, I understood. I didn't think so either, but I understood that this has to be renewed each year.
Oh. Yes.
Do we normally do that?
Yes.
Well, there you go. Mm-hmm. I guess we do this yearly. I thought we only did it whenever somebody made a change.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Oh, we have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
On the second page, Mike, do you have any opinions? Is this going to keep you from doing your job in any way?
It potentially could delay some TIFs being paid.
How could it delay a TIF being made after the
clerk? I presented my case in reference to we approve any and all expenditures through the county, and we balance the numbers before we approve them. So I actually balance with the county clerk, verifying that their numbers are balanced, because we've had a couple of times that we needed to find out why our numbers are different mm-hmm. from what the state is given and what Branson is given. And if there's any reason that I'm sick or out of the office and a TIF is getting put through, it can be looked at with my deputy so it can be put through and paid.
You have all the information on your laptop that you take it home. You had asked for some time ago that you could, from home, as that you could, could you not balance it?
Laptops should not be brought to a hospital any means if I'm sick. That's what I'm presenting here.
You mean if you were hospitalized and unable to perform your duties as auditor?
Or have, yes, have any sickness, that would be the only time that would be necessary that the deputy would need to perform those duties. Other than that, they do not have any reason for.
So you're saying if you were incapacitated,
correct.
You would have, you'd, and this is another way to get the numbers verified?
Correct. This would be the only other one.
So I don't have a problem with it.
Well, again, I don't have a problem with it as long as we know, as long as she's aware of, I guess that's the main question.
And that's the situation of her signing it.
Is she aware of the provisions under 32057?
Yes. What's the provisions again? She read that documentation before signing, yes.
Well, if any of the information
that, all
is given
of that information is private
and then the
kept
consequences
in the office
of,
and yes.
You can't disclose to the public, any media source, or any other official who's not authorized to receive it, among other things.
Well, fortunately, in all the years since Taney County has had an auditor, I think it was 2003. We've never had an incident to where that it was necessary. No one knows what happens tomorrow.
Well, just even inadvertently, but. So the auditor's office audits, obviously. What is the treasurer's role in with dealing with this specifically? It goes, is there three checks and balances with this then? Do you know?
The treasurer does not balance through the numbers. They balance with the total and balancing with how much was given within the total. The auditor's office is the ones that balances the TIF information. Or, yeah, verifies the TIF and the sales numbers.
Move to approve Form 4379, adding the deputy auditor to the list.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Nay.
Motion carries.
Thank you, Commissioner.
Thank you.
Thank you. Personal property abatements and add-on report for December 2021.
I move to enter into the record the personal property abatement and add-on report for December 2021.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Court orders.
Good morning. This morning I've only got one abatement. It's personal property paid abatements, which is a refund. Abatement number is 30. 30-